week we read in the synagogue the weekly portion called Vayera. It contains a lot of fascinating stories of Abraham our father, who founded the whole concept in human consciousness of God as a one unifying loving power of unconditional love. Abraham, Yitzhak and Yaakov, the three fathers, are called the Merkavah, which is often translated as the chariot. But the word Merkavah doesn't only imply a vehicle, it also implies the word components, from the Hebrew word morkav. Abraham, Yitzhak and Yaakov form the basic components of our spiritual reality. Our souls come through them, and we carry parts of them in us. Abraham brings through the Sfira, the channel of God's light, of chesed, loving kindness. Yitzhak brings through the Sfira of gevura, strength or borders, and Yaakov brings through the Sfira of tiferet, beauty. That's the middle line. This is not something theoretical, but it's practical information for you and I to work with every day. Abraham, or chesed, is the quality of consciousness which is called in the Kabbalah the right-hand line. It's the quality of giving, and therefore it is in affinity form with the Creator. In this consciousness, we exhibit a basic happiness, a basic assurance and faith that everything is just the way it should be. Now, this basic consciousness of wholeness is one which does have many implications, and it's worthwhile looking at them carefully in order that we may go into them deeply. And the first question that we need to ask is this true? After all, nobody is telling us to live in cloud cuckoo land or give up our basic intelligence. And our first answer to the question as to whether everything is perfect, just the way it is that obviously this is an incorrect statement. Even if I'm feeling particularly happy today, I only have to switch on the radio and hear the misery of others to know that this statement does not appear to be true. Nevertheless, since it was in Rabbi Yehuda Lev Ashlag's writings where I first read this, I cannot easily dismiss it. The more I learn from this master capitalist, the more I am convinced of the truth of his wisdom and the penetration of his understanding. I am faced, therefore, by saying that the world does not appear to me to be perfect, just the way it is, but I am willing to be open to correction. Rabbi Ashlag teaches us that the whole purpose of creation was that God wants to give pleasure to the creatures, and that the name of God is Hatov V'Hameitiv, the one who is good and does good, and that he watches over all the creatures with divine providence, Hashgacha Pratit. But God's goodness is hidden from us when we are in the consciousness of this world. The Hebrew word for world is Olam, from the root Al-Ayin Lamed Mem, meaning hidden. Our perception, our experience, is not accurate. This is something which is in fact very difficult for us to appreciate, because the nature that God placed within the souls is the desire to receive all good, and so we have a basic ego. And the ego functions on knowledge, on experience, on memory. It's as if Rabbi Ashlag is telling us not to believe our own instincts, not to believe the evidence of our own senses, our own rationale, but to believe that despite all that God really is good and does good in every way, down to the last detail. Now, how can I believe that? Well, the Rabbi Moshe Chaim Lutzato, the great Kabbalist from Italy in the 18th century, gives a very good analogy. I wonder if any of you have ever been through one of these mazes, you know, like the ones they have at Hampton Court Palace. I was lucky enough to go through it when I was about 10 years old. I'll never forget these huge green hedges and the need to get to the centre. But of course, you can't know where you're going. All you see are green hedges. Unless one has a system that one sticks to, one can go round and round in circles and never get to the centre at all. For the poor souls who get lost, there's a man who stands on a very high ladder, right above the whole thing. And his job is to call out to people who ask his advice, go right, go left, go right, go left. And of course, if a person listens to what he says, he can easily get to the centre. Therefore, the fact that I personally do not understand or cannot experience that everything is good just the way it is because I'm lost in the maze. Someone who's above the maze would be able to notice things I cannot see. Last week, we spoke about faith being above knowledge. Faith is above ego. Faith operates out of the system. The faith that all really is good is out of this world's paradigm. Faith is the perception of the tzaddik, if you like, the man on the ladder. Faith is a choice to believe. Abraham Avinu, Abraham our father, made this choice more than 4,000 years ago. He did not have an easy life and went through many trials. In each one, he demonstrated his unconditional love for God. It says in the Ethics of the Fathers, Abraham our father stood up through 10 trials, and in each one he demonstrated his love for God. The last of all the trials, and the greatest of them all, is known as the Akedah, the binding of Isaac. This is such an important story that the daily prayers begin with its recital, and it's the reading of the law that's read on the holiest day of the year, Rosh Hashanah, the new year. Yet I have to confess that the more I read it, and the more I learn about it, the more mysterious I find it. In its depth, a binding occurs. The physical binding of Isaac and a binding between the two sefirot that Abraham and Isaac represent. There is no doubt from all the commentaries that Isaac not only knew the purpose of their journey, but agreed with it and went with the same unconditional love and joy to do God's will as his father Abraham did. As it says in the Bible story more than once, V'irchu shnehem yachdav, both of them went together. Now, if we look at Isaac's sfira, which is gevura, we find an opposite view of life, an opposite consciousness to that of Abraham's. Gevura is the sfira of the left-hand side. This is not the side of faith, but the side where we see things the way they truthfully are, including ourselves. We see clearly the lacks, the defects, both outside us and within us. We feel our wanting. The left-hand consciousness, in fact, at first, feels more familiar to us than the right-hand one does. It fits with our knowledge, with our experience, with what we see, even though it makes us unhappy. We see our defects, we see what's missing. We begin to make plans, our minds whir. How can we solve this problem, deal with that difficulty? Suddenly, we find on the left-hand side, we've forgotten God. We're trying to get the wisdom, but without involving him at all. Only when we get to total despair, having tried everything else, do we turn to him to help us. Chesed is the way of faith. Gevura, the way of reality or truth, seem to be in complete conflict. But Gevura can become one with Chesed. If Gevura says, I see my lack, I can define my lack, but I give it to God to resolve, and my confidence and faith is that he will resolve it in the best possible way, then Gevura can actually become one with Chesed. Tzalax. Looking at Gevura is a process where we look honestly at our lives and honestly at ourselves. We have to do it with care and precision. It's very easy to get lost in feelings of anger, sadness or misery. But if we do, we've got separated from our chesed. We need to be able to define the lack and accept that lack is part of God's goodness too. So it's the process of the binding of the right-hand line of chesed, having the faith that all is well just the way it is, with gevura, which is seeing clear-sightedly what the lacks are and how I need God to resolve them, not myself, which lies at the heart of the Akedah. Abraham, Yitzhak and Yaakov together form the major components and consciousness through which we can live our lives in harmony and not in conflict. Have a very happy week. God bless.